Beloved ones of my heart,
when you are calling forth the violet flaming cosmic Christ control of conditions in and around you, that enables the violet consuming flame that comes forth from the physical sun and the great central sun, or from any assisting master, to keep constantly surging around you, through your affairs, into outer conditions, and to keep them purified and harmonized, so that your mighty I Am presence and the Ascended Ones can bring into your outer conditions that which always fulfills the divine plan and always brings you freedom. You see, these two conditions must be maintained if mastery is to be yours. The first concern of the outer self should be your love to your mighty I Am presence, and then call its violet flame purity come into the outer self and hold by that violet flame harmony the way unobstructed, so at all times the right idea can come into the intellect and the flood of power or energy that you require to accomplish anything is at all times flowing through your emotional world without contamination or misuse. Now, if these two conditions are kept within yourselves, then you do accept all that the presence is pouring forth at all times. When you call forth the violet flame purity and violet flame harmony into your affairs and into the atmosphere wherever you abide, and then you call that from any of the assisting masters, your mighty I Am presence and we can keep that violet consuming flame blazing in and around your affairs to keep that activity of your life purified and harmonized and balanced, so at any moment your mighty I Am presence can reach anywhere and bring into your outer use whatever fulfills the divine plan. Now, whether that be individuals or things or opportunities or Ascended Master friends, matters not. Purity and harmony must be maintained within yourselves and in your affairs if the divine plan is going to be fulfilled and if the answers to your calls are going to bring you the victory that you really want. And that is why, until individuals are taught that the very beginning of freedom is purity and harmony, you might have all the things on the earth, and instead of being free, you would be more bound than ever. Because without purity, mighty I Am presence cannot bring through you the ideas that he wants you to use in outer world conditions to produce perfection that sets other people free as well as yourselves. Because part of your freedom is concerned with the purification and harmony which you send forth to life to bring freedom to the outer world as well as the inner world. If you want freedom in your own affairs, you have got to call it forth to mankind everywhere. You see why, beloved ones, there is no expansion of your own heart's flame. There is no expansion of the good of your own mighty I Am presence through you into your affairs if you do not let that mighty I Am presence have the opportunity to expand its perfection to the world around you. Now, the purpose of that is this. If your mighty I Am presence wants to produce a condition out here that maybe you're not going to need in the personal contact perhaps for 5 or 10 years, it's got to have something to go ahead and prepare the way and build there the perfection it wants you to use to fulfill its divine plan perhaps 10 years from now. And therefore, people who are so self-centered, they won't live for the rest of the world, and they don't care what happens to the rest of mankind, have closed the door to their own financial freedom. They close the door to perfect health. They close the door to success everywhere. The part cannot live to itself alone. Supposing we take a wheel with spokes in it. Can any one of those spokes do what the whole wheel can do? Can it live just to itself alone? Well, mankind is like that. If people only understood that if their own beings and worlds are to outpicture perfection, then the inner self must live for perfection. And if there isn't any inside, there won't be any outside. If a farmer doesn't put a grain of corn on the ground, he doesn't get any corn in the growth. And therefore, unless mankind is taught this law that the mighty Saint Germain has given you, well as others of the ascended host, individuals go on in the treadmill of problems and tragedy and limitation countless centuries until they come to this knowledge and illumination of that beloved I Am presence. It seems to me the humanity of this world has experienced long enough the results of the choice of the human intellect. When individuals will not live for anything except their own desires, God help them. They are in a prison house of their own chains and of their own forging. The beloved Saint Germain and the mighty Jesus, down through the centuries, have lived lifetime after lifetime for the freedom of the world, for the purity of the world, for the life of the world, to be raised into the ascended master's octave. And you, who are the family of the mighty Saint Germain, have through your own decrees been carrying out his desire And you have been living for the purification and freedom of your nation and the world. And all glory and blessing and congratulations to you forever for that service, particularly at this time of the world's history. And I offer that today with all my love. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Did the great cosmic law permit your being given the experience of looking down your own life streams, all of its experiences since the end of the second golden age, and looking ahead to the glories of the ascension? You could never, for the fraction of a moment, ever rebel against what the cosmic law requires you to do at this time to give the obedience that sets you free. Now, the outer world is full of distorted ideas. And I say this especially for the encouragement of the young people. Don't let anybody ever tell you that the requirements of this I Am activity are a rigid discipline. If there ever was a rigid discipline in this world, it's the punishment that people take in the outer world that is the penalty for their own desires, which they have chosen to experience in place of the perfection of the ascended host. When you understand that to be able to accept your mighty I Am presence and ask its perfection to fill your world is really but a letting go of your problems and your limitations. Acceptance is not such a difficult thing. Your acceptance of the fulfillment of your decrees is simply your daily use of calling your violet flame purity into yourselves and holding violet flame harmony within you. And that surely is more comfortable than the impurity of the outer world and its constant fight. If you can tell me that there's anything rigid about the requirements of the cosmic law to become an I Am student and fulfill your divine plan, I'd like someone to show it to me. And I've had a wide opportunity to observe thousands and thousands and uncounted thousands of people. And I nearly know humanity. At least their human expressions of what they want. And when you realize how much that people spend a lifetime to learn, that is all a jumble of lies that you spend another lifetime or several trying to unlearn, you still will agree with me that the requirements of this I Am activity are, after all, the path of roses and the easy way to freedom. Now, I'm going to do some very I won't call it strenuous, but active. Send forth some active power to assist the mighty Saint Germain in expanding this I Am activity. And I have in my mind several ideas to stir considerable action in the ethers of mankind's mental and feeling world. And I hope to root individuals out of some of their opinions, some of their mistakes, and some of their chains by some of the ideas that I trust you will enjoy, because you will see them from the standpoint of truth. The cleansing process is here, beloved ones. Mankind has got to understand the reality of the ascended host, the reality of their existence. And mankind has got to understand the authority of the ascended host in this world. Whether individuals like it or not, it's got nothing to do with it. Mankind is going to be forced to learn something that's good for individuals. And I hope it's a very short time until there will be a wave of awakening. And mankind, in spite of all human beings' opinions, will give the cooperation to the cosmic law by which it can help set individuals free. So if we upset some theories, don't be concerned. The world has upset its own theories a good many centuries, and now a little more change won't hurt anybody, because that which we bring will be purity, will be harmony, even though for a time it might produce consternation. But it isn't because we produce the consternation, that's in mankind. Sometimes it's very good for individuals to be so thoroughly surprised they forget their own ideas. Certainly won't hurt them. So I remind you again today, whether it be your healing of the body, the mind, the feelings, the affairs, your city or the nation or the world, it matters not. Anything of perfection that you want, anything of greater good that you want, depends fundamentally first on your love to your mighty I Am presence, and then your call for its violet flame purity in yourselves and its violet flame harmony in yourselves first, and then its violet flame purity in your affairs, its violet flame harmony. And if you will clear the decks, your mighty I Am presence will reveal not only its divine plan, it will reveal to you its gifts and ultimately itself. So, blessed ones, there is no such thing as failure. When you move into action, understanding this and calling forth these two things first, you will find the acceptance of the fulfillment of your calls will appear to you and will come into you, and you become it almost unknowingly. Just the moment that you demand with every power of your being that your mighty I Am present purify you inside of you with its violet flame purity, hold its harmony in you by its violet flame harmony, and then go to work on your affairs, or the city, the state, the nation, or the world, then you have everything in right relationship. And as that wave comes in and around yourselves, you will understand the world around you a great deal better, and people will not be able to fool you nearly so easily, because having purified yourself in the outer, the intellect will receive from the mighty I Am presence the truth about conditions. The illumination from within will enable you to use better discrimination in the handling of outer world conditions. And your use of the violet flame purity and violet flame harmony in outer conditions will take away your struggle and 999 times dissolve your problem, almost before you know it. So if you begin to realize that acceptance of the fulfillment of the call which you make must begin with your own call, first of your love to your mighty I Am presence, and then your mighty I Am presence, violet flame purity in you, its violet flame harmony in you, and then in and around your affairs, just as certain as you do that and call for the violet flaming cosmic Christ control of everything, whether it be within or without, you will find the easy way of life has come to you, and the centuries of struggle will fade from your memory as if they had never been, because you enter in to the powerhouse of the sacred fire, the violet consuming flame that sets you free. Of course, first of all, it is your own love to your presence that opens the way for that violet flame in its consuming, purifying, harmonizing action to fill you with its perfection and set you free. And then it flows forth into your affairs, and your affairs flow forth to the nation. Then your call for the freedom of the mass of mankind go to the heart of creation, and your very call and desire for mankind's purification and harmony and freedom, your very desire for that will draw forth from the great central sun all the activities of the sacred fire necessary to produce the freedom for which you call. And the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of every life stream will bless you by pouring to you into your world the miracle and the blessing that bring only perfection. You could not call for the purity and harmony and freedom of mankind, even en masse, without receiving a wave of love and gratitude to you from the mighty I Am presence and higher mental body of every life stream on this earth, whether that life stream be bound in the terrifying conditions of some of the destructive forces of the world, or whether it be in a channel where freedom is beginning to come. So if individuals will only occupy their time and attention by loving the presence and calling its violet flame purity and violet flame harmony in and around themselves, and then its violet flaming cosmic Christ control within, the radiation automatically begins to flow into the outer. And then as you call those same activities into the atmosphere about you, into your affairs, into the world, the wave goes on and on and on. And when you become the ever-expanding presence of the mighty I Am, is violet flame purity, violet flame harmony, violet flame control, you have but to let it flow. And all that you've desired all down the centuries floods to you to bless you instead of being a limitation under which you struggle. So if you can show me where there's any struggle in living the divine way of life, I would like to see if such a thing exists, because it doesn't. I know that. And after individuals have tortured themselves down through the centuries because they did not desire to love the source that gives them existence, they did not desire violet flame purity, they did not desire violet flame harmony, they did not desire violet flaming cosmic Christ control of themselves, the world about them. They desired to turn away from that perfection which sent them forth from the great central sun to expand perfection and happiness everywhere in the universe. So, blessed ones, since the world needs perfection, and since the masses of mankind certainly do not know what to do, we might stop a little bit of their experimentation by giving this acknowledgement in its cosmic action to as many of those who will give us their attention at this time. So you have everything in the world to bring you courage, strength, and freedom and victory. And when you live close to your beloved I Am presence and call this forth for the rest of life, there's only security for you. There's only an ever-expanding outpouring of all the blessings of your beloved I Am presence and the ascended master's great octave of eternal perfection. So if you will live to let that violet flame purity and violet flame harmony and violet flame control surge everywhere about you, it will come back to you, bringing its blessing infinitely and for eternity. And then we can move you like a light in the darkness. You will be like a searchlight to the rest of mankind, because you will show them the way. You will prevent the pitfalls. You will show them the goal. And more than that, your love to your mighty I Am presence and your violet flaming purity, cosmic Christ purity, cosmic Christ harmony What do you think that else will that do? It's the magnet, the great central sun magnet power that has mankind give you their attention as if you reached an arm of violet flame around them and lifted them onto the pathway of eternal release. I know you appreciated your freedom when the mighty Saint Germain and the beloved Godfrey reached their arms around your life streams in the times past and drew you away from the shadows that were seeking to engulf you. And if you will do that same service for the rest of the individuals in this world, you will find the great central sun magnet a very tangible, real, cosmic power for you to use at all times. And it will bring you blessings beyond anything words can convey. So, blessed ones, in your efforts sometimes to bring purification to the conditions of the outer world, just go on and let the cosmic law act until the momentum of that violet consuming flame has surged forward like a tidal wave, moves through all things on the hordes of the shadows, move back before that onrushing flame, and as they move back they are dissolved and consumed. Mankind awakening from the shadows of their own experience, once again face the light, and seeing what the heart of God provides, realize that the heart flame victory of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host is at hand by your use of this beloved I Am Presence, own life, own love, own sacred fire, and all of its cosmic power that surges to you in whatever intensity and way you require as you go forward to your victorious attainment. In the accomplishment of the ascension, and between now and then, you can spread this power of the sacred fire and roll back the hordes of Tarchar until those hordes are dissolved from the universe and the memory and records of life forever. It is the supreme joy of existence to live for the use of that power that takes you always forward to victory, gives you unlimited assistance to shut off the evil of mankind's creation, and makes your victory just as certain as that the universe exists. And then I can someday take you to places where individuals think that mankind cannot go. But I have been there. And when I have been there and enjoyed what is there, I will be happy to come back and escort you that you may have that joy also as part of your eternal freedom and attainment of your own mastery as you use the master powers of the sacred fire, which that beloved violet flame is, and experiment with its use until you understand all that it means to life, all that it can do for you, and all that you, through its use, can do for the rest of life, wherever you pass by, in this world or any other. I commend you to the greatest happiness you've ever known. If you will do this, which I have asked today, your freedom grows greater day by day, and your joy will know no bounds as you begin to feel the power of your own mastery over yourselves, releasing its blessings to lift the rest of mankind to freedom also. So unto the full attainment of your glorifying victory will I ever assist you. And from tonight, I hope you realize that your acceptance of the fulfillment of your cause is right within yourself, in your love to your I Am presence, and the call for its violet flame purity and violet flame harmony in you to fulfill every divine plan that forever blesses all with eternal happiness. So go forward and feel the privilege that it is to call this violet consuming flame into outer conditions, and then you watch those conditions change until the world is returned to God. The shadows of human distress are nowhere left in the universe ever again to touch life. And to that end will I assist you till your joy and freedom are as great as mine. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Lito, for all your love and blessing to us. And we thank the beloved violet consuming flame for its own precious self forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such violet flame purity, violet flame harmony, and violet flaming cosmic Christ control, that wherever we abide, we live in the world of its victorious freedom forever. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the invincible violet flame victory of your obedience to your mighty I Am presence. I'm the ascended host, that we too may forever give that same obedience for the freedom of all. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Lito. Thank you, great presence of the violet consuming flame, and all the great beings who have directed the sacred fire to the earth through the ages. Now we ask that each one's world becomes the sun presence of the victory of that sacred fire. And wherever we abide, it goes forth to free all life everywhere forever. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Tohans, the seven great archangels, that we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame and the seven mighty Elohim, beloved Arcturus. Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame and the seven mighty Elohim. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress all activities of the violet flame purity, the violet flame harmony, the violet flame freedom, and violet flaming cosmic Christ control, let it possess and rule all, everywhere, forever, with full power. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones, we add to that. All we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame, the violet-consuming flame of eternal freedom. May it take its dominion everywhere and compel the purification and the harmony that raises all to freedom for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of all of this radiation. Accept that. I let it bring into the outer use of all of this radiation its cosmic blessings for eternity, and making them the custodians of the wealth of the world, command all in this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the chains called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call. All the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of that violet consuming flame in cosmic action necessary to compel the purification that sets us all free for eternity. And we thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its great world-enfolding flame come quickly from out the great central sun and compel purity, peace, and freedom to this world for eternity. Peace, peace, peace be with you. Peace, peace, peace perfect you. Peace, peace, peace give you peace, that you may multiply it. For the Prince of Peace forever holds command. And we thank thee, it is so, forever.